Will the government ask companies to keep old texts and emails in storage?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. When you send a text message or an email, should your internet or phone company hang on to them in case the police ever want to take a look? That was the discussion on Capitol Hill as lawmakers look into overhauling the federal law that covers when the authorities can get access to electronic communications and when they can't. Richard Littlehale gave testimony in support of preserving messages. He's an assistant special agent in charge of technical services for the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
Let's be clear, first of all, that we are not proposing that this information be turned over or reviewed en masse. We are simply trying to make sure that these messages are there if and when we identify a specific criminal offense. And then, of course, we're going to have to obtain the level of process which is appropriate.
Scott Burns, executive director of the National District Attorneys Association, says the way things stand now, some internet and phone companies store messages, others don't. This is something he hopes a new law will change.
You know, if some providers don't keep them at all, you know, if I'm a bad guy, I want to use that provider. Is this better than a throwaway phone? As soon as you text me, I text you, we both delete. There is absolutely no way law enforcement can solve a rape or a robbery or a murder with the use of that information.
But Chris Calabrese, legislative counsel at the American Civil Liberties Union, says forcing service providers to keep messages is like giving investigators round-the-clock surveillance capability.
We always want police to solve crimes, but, you know, we need a balance. Our founding fathers understood that the police would be better able to solve crimes if they could kick down anyone's door they wanted to and simply poke around. You'd find a lot of evidence that way. But the fact is, it's not the kind of society we want to live in. And the same way today, we don't want to live under a microscope.
Congress is looking at updating a law passed in 1986, before texting was prevalent and before the web was invented. It has anomalies, such as giving much more privacy protection to email that sits on your hard drive compared to email that's stored remotely on the so-called cloud.